Okay. So today we'll discuss Purim Mishulash. The Gemara on Daf Lamed has a discussion if Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos. Purim on Erev Shabbos, when do we lay in Pasha Zacha, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel? And the Gemara mentions if, let's say, Purim will come out on Shabbos. If Purim will be on Shabbos, which nowadays, based on our calendars, it does not happen. But if Purim Yudal will come out on Shabbos, then the halacha will be is that the Prozim do everything on Friday. They would priest Megillah, Paratons of Yanim, Shleich Manis, all the mitzvahs are done on Friday. So the question is, so why here in Yishlaim do we have Purim Mishulash? Let's just do everything on Friday. Let's, together with Kriyas Megillah, let's have Shleich Manis, Matan Zavyanim, Suda on Friday, like everyone else. So the answer to that is because on the Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us there's a pasuk mi bizmanehim. And there's two things we learn out of being bizmanehim. One is that the Zman of Mikra Megillah is not Dafka and Yidal, Tezvav, Kros, Yidal, Yidbeis, Yigimel. But there's another then, Loi Zmane Shalzeh, Kizmane Shalzeh. The Zman of Yidalid, of the Prozim, cannot be the same Zman as the Ayaris. Loi Zmane Shalzeh, Kizmane Shalzeh. So therefore, we cannot have Purim on Friday, because then it will come out that Yidal and Tezvav are having it on the same day. And you don't have Leizmani Shalzeh, Kizmani Shalzeh. So what do we have to do? So Tezvav has to have it on a different day. So Mikra Megillah, we're forced to make it earlier because they're passing Layavar. That's a limit. We can't push it off. We have to make it earlier. So Mikra Megillah we have to have on Friday. But Simchas Purim, the day of Purim, is not on Friday. It's on Sunday. Sunday we have Sudas Purim, Shleich Manis, and the emesis Matanz of Yainim is also Sunday. That which we give Matanz of Yainim on Friday is because the Gemara tells us on the Abdallah that Ineim Shalaniim Nesuah is the Mikra Megillah. Pasha, we feel bad for the Aniim. So we give them. We give them the money at the time of the Megillah. They're looking forward to Mikra Megillah to get the money. But the Aniyim, they have to hold on to that money until Sunday. Because that money really is for Sudas Purim, which is on Sunday. So the mitzvah is on Sunday. If let's say someone, Matzei Shabbos, realized that they did not give Matanz of Yainim on Friday, they give Matzei Shabbos, they give Sunday. It's not too late, because the real mitzvah is on Sunday. We just give it to the Aniyim earlier because we want them to have something when they're looking forward to it. But they're really supposed to hold on to it until Sunday. So the mitzvah is really Sunday. Why don't we have, what?
I can be Yaitzi then on Friday.
You give it to them as a Bekadon. You can give it to the Ani today also. And he holds on to it until Purim. You don't have to give it to him on Purim. He has to hold on to it. He has to have it on Purim. If he uses it up, then we're not yaitza. He has to hold on to it. That's why usually the gabi tzedaka won't give it out until on Purim. Some gabi tzedakas give it out earlier and tell the ani to hold on to it. But it's very challenging when you have cash in your hand not to spend it beforehand. Now, so why don't we have it on Shabbos? So why don't we have the Sudas Purim Shleich Manis on Shabbos? So that there are a few reasons given why we don't have Sudas Purim on Shabbos. And one reason is because it's not the right day to become Shikar on Shabbos. You don't become Shikar on Shabbos. Another reason is that it's not covered Shabbos to have a Sudas Purim on Shabbos. Yishami says it's the Inyan Nizkarim V'nasim. There's different reasons given to why it's not on Shabbos, as we'll talk about a little as we come to it. But there's another din that on Shabbos there's a chiyuv for a drasha. There's a chiyuv for the Rav to give a drasha. But in Yoni Shal Yayim, you have Shabbos Shuvah, Rav Shabbos Agadol, which is not a chiyuv, it's brought down in halacha. But a chiyuv is this Shabbos, there's a chiyuv in Yerushalayim for a drasha. So let's go through the Seyda Yom. This is just like the background to how everything comes about, but let's go through the Seyda Yom. So we mentioned already last week that on Thursday, Yud Gimel Adar is Tainus Esther, like always. And then Friday night is enough. I'm sorry. Thursday night is Kriyas Megillah. With the minhagim of Kriyas Megillah, you come to shul dressed properly for Davni Ma'ariv, Kriyas Megillah. By Ma'ariv, we do not say Al HaNisim. Again, stressing in case anyone's listening to this shiur, we're talking about here in Yerushalayim. So we do not say Al HaNisim. If one did say Al HaNisim, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Bei Chesef Katan Yud Zayin says you do not go back. It's fine. Friday morning, again we read the Megillah. The Gemara tells us Chali Yis Erev Shabbos Kfar Magdim Le Maknisa Vayaros Gdolos Mukaves Chayma Kairim Bay Bayayim. They read on Friday. The Gemara says that the reason why we're not reading on Shabbos, Rabbah was mechadish to us. Hakol chayom mekriyas Megillah, ve'en hakol bekiyim b'mikra Megillah. Gzer Hashem yitzlenu v'yadu v'yelech yitzabaki, lumad v'yavirei na'aba amas b'shus rabim. Which creates for us possibly many chilukim in halacha. Normally, Purim is Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah means something which the Nevi'im established. Who established Purim? Mordechai and Esther. With the Chachamim of that Dar, the Nevi'im of that Dar. At the time when they established Purim, they also included that those that live in the Kfarim, that they'll be Yom HaKnisa, they'll come in earlier, and they'll read on earlier dates. That's part of me, Bizmanehem. So even for them, they're reading earlier, it's Divrei Kabbalah. And we find in Hilchos Brachos, we find in other places, that when there's a suffix, by Divrei Kabbalah, we're more machmer than by Drabanan. Even though it's also really like a Drabanan, may not be a Deraisa, but we give it the Chumra of a Deraisa. So normally, Kriyas Megillah, at least during the day, is Divrei Kabbalah, because it was established by Mordechai and Esther. Now, that which we read the Megillah on Friday, L'chaira is the Drabanan. It's not Divrei Kabbalah. Who, if you ask Mordechai and Esther, they would tell you, you should read on Shabbos. Drabanan, later on, came along and said, because of Shem Yavirenu, Dalaram is just Rabim, read it on Friday, which is interesting because by Shaif and Lulav, they didn't say make it up, right? We don't make up Shaif and Lulav when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos or Lulav. We don't do it. We don't have like an extra day to make it up, or we don't do it beforehand. Over here, Chazal said, Shem Yavirenu, don't do it on Shabbos, but do it on Friday. So we read the Megillah on Friday, but it's Drabanan. So if someone is going to be in Bnei Brak, and he's Chayiv, a Bnei Braka. He said he could be Maitzi me with Megillah because he's a Divrei Kabbalah. But can a Drabanan be Maitzi a Divrei Kabbalah? Maybe he has more of a Chiyuv. Like we find his Chiyuv is more Chamer. That's a question in the Baiskim. Can a Yishalmi be Maitzi a Bnei Braka? Megillah. But there's a Kula also. Because since it's only a Drabanan for us, and it's not Divrei Kabbalah, if I have a suffix, if I heard all the words or not. So normally we say, at night when it's Drabanan, suffix, if it's a real suffix, you don't have to go back and hear it. In the morning when it's Divrei Kabbalah, you should hear it again. Because it's Mochama. But this year it's Drabanan. So we have a Kula. If you have a suffix, you don't have to hear it again. So again, so this is a clear in the Paiskim. How do we view Mikra Megillah as a Drabanan or as a Divrei Kabbalah? And it also has to do with that discussion that many Achraim have. But the Gemara tells us that, I'm sorry, that there's machlokes in the Gemara, that Bizmanoi, when the Megillah is being read, Bizmanoi, so then, Biyachit, each single person could read on his own. When he reads the Megillah, there's a Pirsimanes, because today is the day of Purim. We're going out to do Mishlech Manes, Matan Zev Yainim. We're going to have a Sudas Purim today. So the Mikra Megillah itself is Pesumei Nisa. But one man in the Gemara holds, Shaloi Bismanoi, when the Megillah is being read, Shaloi Bismanoi, Asara, you need 10 people to create Pesumei Nisa. To create Pesumei Nisa. So let me ask you a question. Is our Mikra Megillah Bismanoi or Shaloi Bismanoi? And if you're going to tell me it's Shaloi Bismanoi, that will mean that you need 10. So women or people that are in bidud, people that are stuck in different countries where they can't leave their houses, they need 10 people. Is it ma'akev or not ma'akev? Can we have 10 women? Could 10 women be considered asara? And what happens if you start off with 10 people and 4 people walk off? Are we going to give it the din like we have by Kriyas HaTorah, by Nesiyas Kapayim, by Shemoneh Esrei, that if 4 people walk off, you could continue the Shemoneh Esrei until the Kash of Tiskabel? You could continue Kriyas HaTorah, but we say the same thing here or not. The Havana to my question is that if the reason for 10 is not because of Dvarim Shebekedusha over here, right, when it's a din on Daf Chav Gimel, where it's a din on Dvarim Shebekedusha, so over there there's a din. You started with 10, you brought the Shechina down, so even though 4 people walked off, you can still continue until the end because the Shechina was here. But by us, we're to din Psumei Nisa. So if you have 10 women, that's Psumei Nisa. 10 women should also be enough for Asara, for this din. If 4 people walk off, you don't have the Psumei Nisa anymore. These are shaylos that the Paiskim are handling. Briskrov took one extreme, where he at least was chayshish for the side that Shaloi Bizmanai. And therefore he held that you have to have Asara. And therefore he held that even though people in other years read from a Megillah, you have a kosher Megillah and you read along with the Chazan, but on a year like this, you should not do that. Make sure to keep quiet and listen to every word from the Chazan, because there's a din asar over here on every word, and you might end up reading to yourself and it'll be biyachid. That's what he was worried about. Said Shani, you have Chazanish. Well, who argued with that? You have different machlokes of Paiskim. The Maisa, Rav Rishayim, or many Rishayim, I should say, hold that the din of Asara, of Shalei Bizmani Asara, is not Ma'akib. It's the mitzvah v'lei le'ikuva. So that's number one. It's not le'ikuv. Number two, there's a dig in the Rambam, Magen Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, that this situation that we're in is Bizmanai. It's called Bizmanai. Because Chazal were mesaken that this is the Zman for Kriyas Megillah. And more than that, since everyone else is reading on this day, so it's Bizmanai, we're joining everyone else in their day. And that's the svar for those that want to say that maybe it's even Divrei Kabbalah now for us, because we become part of their Kriya, like their Kriya. But these are the shailas that are being discussed about Kriyas Megillah this year. So let's move on. So therefore, bottom line is, if one cannot join a minyan, they still should read the Megillah. And even though the Mishbrura Paskins, they should read the Megillah without brachis. That's the Pesach of the Mishbrura. Because if you don't have a Sarah in this situation that we're in now, you should read without a bracha. But, Lani is Daiti, many Paiskim hold, We could read with a bracha. Because since we have so many Rishayim that hold that it's not Likuva, and we have Rishayim that are Meduig that it's called Bismanai, so you have room to read with a bracha. So that's Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas Megillah on Friday morning. And there's no al nisa. A ton of stuff yodim, like we mentioned before, because of the Gemara of Dafdala and Beis, Mifnei Sheneim, Shanim, Nesuiz, Mimikra, Megillah. We give to the Aniyim. We give to the Aniyim by Mikra Megillah. We give the money to them. But it should be a check dated for Sunday. Because the chayra, the mitzvah is that they should use it for the Suddhis Purim. The idea of Mishlech Manis, the idea of Suddhis Matan Suyayin is that they should have money for the Suda. Suda, we're not knowing on Friday. That's where the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Resh Beches Vav Paskins, Suda's Purim, is on Sunday. Even though there is a Meiri, yes.
You're allowed to give a check for Matan
Suyayin? Yeah. If you go to a store and use it.
Even though it only a check only cashes.
You can go to a store and you could use it. Go to the money changer, you can get money. Right? What do you do with a check? You go to the money changer, you'll get cash right there, and then you can go buy food in the store. If it's a Sunday and your banks are closed, then maybe not. Nowadays, I could also just send it in. Okay. Even though the Meiri holds, the Meiri brings down a day, I shouldn't say holds. It brings down a Yeshma Farshim that the Miri says, "Mekomokim Yeshma Farshim Shema Achas Shema Kdimim beKriyas Megillah Afheim Kdimim beSimcha." There's a sheet that holds that we also mark them Simcha. V'loinoy ma'ain Simcha al bezman al bakdomas kfarim. When the kfarim are marked them, so then they did Megillah without Simcha. But in this case, we would do it together. However, he brings down Yesh Cholkim, and that's the way we pass it, like the Yesh Cholkim. If you look in the Mishnayos, Ben Ovadim about Tanura brings down the two Shittas, the Radvaz and Chedik Vav Simen Beis Alpayim Kufay speaks about it. Akbar, the Das and the Miri is to make a Suda on Friday. He's the Das Yachid. There are those that are Machmer for it. Those, but you have to be careful because on Friday they're dinim by making sudas, which you're not rogobah b'chol. To make a suda on Friday, which you don't normally have during the weekday, even if it's a tzarech mitzvah, it's a question. So when it's b'tzarech mitzvah b'zmana, so then we do it and we try to do it before chatzais. We do it before chatzais, possible. Over here, you have to be careful because your chumrah might come to a kula. Your chumrah of having the suda on Friday might come to a kula in having a suda b'chal on Friday. So therefore, what some people do is, to the suda that they're already having on Friday, their breakfast, their lunch, they add something to it, they add something small to it, a little more than what they normally have, or they have something before chatzais. But you got to remember not to get drunk. And if you want to be mekayim that, so then be mekayim with the Ramah by sleeping a little afterwards. And that's how you'll be mekayim the Meiri. But again, like I said, it's a Das Yachid. And in general, we the Shulchan Aruch passing is like, therefore, Mishloach Manos, where Mishloach Manos is dependent on the Suda of Purim. Mishloach Manos is, the idea of Mishloach Manos is, at least according to some Paiskim, is that we're giving out food that everyone should have for Suz Purim. Matanas Avyayinim is to Avyayinim. But then there are Ashirim, which are embarrassed to ask for money or for food, and they need it. So we want to make sure everyone has. So we give Mishloach Manos to the wealthier people, and we give Matanas Avyayinim to the poor people. But since it's a din in the Suda, therefore, since the Suda is Sunday, we wait until Sunday. Again, the Miri talks about this Nekod also. We matcha mishleich maraz or not, depending on those sheets that he brings down. It's also accepted that Issa Malacha on Friday. The Prima Gadim is Mesopik. The Prima Gadim is Simitav Reish Sadik Vav, Sifkatim Beis. He says in such a case where Tezvav is Chal on Shabbos and we read the Megillah on Friday, should one not do Malacha or not? He's Mesopik. The Rashba and the Ritva quote Yerushalmi that it's actually mutter, that they were never mekabel or issa malacha. However, seems that there is a minig brought down in later Paiskim Yerushalayim, that in Yerushalayim they were naig on Friday not to do malacha. So again, taking haircuts, if one needs a haircut, they should try to arrange to take the haircut before Friday. Or if you're doing something, again, malacha doesn't mean you can't turn on the lights, but something which is exerting that you should try to refrain from on Friday.
Now,
no, I don't think that's exerting. Now, let's move on to Shabbos. So on Shabbos, which is Tezvav Adar, we say Al Nisim. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tov Reish Beches Vav Va'omrim Al Nisim. What happens if one forgets to say Al Nisim? Right, we say Al Nisim in Shmoneh Esrei and we say Al Nisim in benching. If one forgets to say Al Nisim, you do not need to repeat. Now, what's interesting is that usually the rule of whether you need to repeat or not is whether I'm chayv in the suda or not. If I'm chayv in this suda, like Ritzei, the first two sudas, Friday night, Shabbos morning, if I don't say Ritzei, I need to repeat Berachas Hamazon. Shal sudas where I can bets and be yotze with other things. So if I don't repeat, what about Al Nisim in Berachas Hamazon on Shabbos? So there is a discussion in the Paiskim. But Lemaisa, since there's no Chiv Su'udah on Shabbos, right, that's on Sunday, so therefore even if you've got Al Nisim, you do not need to repeat Berachas Hamazon. Could be always you don't have to repeat Berachas Hamazon. Could be because the Arbais and the whole, there's never Chiv Pas by Su'udah's Purim. It's a separate discussion. But the idea is, again, discussed over here. By Kriya Satayra, right. So if it's say you'll have to repeat, but Al Nisim not.
This comes up also like about your source. Like if you forget it's say, but remember Al Nisim, then what do you do when you repeat it?
Right. Kriya Satayra, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that normally on Purim we read Parshas B'Shalach. We read the Pasha of Ayove Amalek. What's the din this year?
Rebbe.
Yeah.
When the Rosh Chodesh lands on Shabbos, you repeat.
No, I'm not getting into it now. You're taking me off topic. Okay. You're going to confuse everyone, including myself. So, Kriya Satayra, we take out two Sifrei Taira, and in the second one, we read Vayove Amalek. What's interesting is, what do we read for the Aftaira? We read the same Aftaira that we read Pasha Zachar. The same Aftaira that we're going to read this Shabbos, we read again next Shabbos, here in Yerushalayim. However, there's a din, there's a special din that comes up on Shabbos, and that is the Shalim V'darshim in Yani Shalyayim. Since we don't read the Megillah, since we're not reading the Megillah on Shabbos, so Chazal were misakein that we should mention and be mefarsim the inyan of the day. The Gemara, it's a Gemara in on the Avdala Roman Aleph. And it's a Chiyuv. It's a Chiyuv like we mentioned before. The Lashon of the Rambam is Vishal and Vidarshan Behilchis Purim. We are Shail and we're Dairish in Hilchas Purim. Boys is Shabbos kedil asker shehu Purim. Other Rishayim, the Ritva, says Lidrash Igeres Purim Barabim. To be Dairish the Igeres Purim, the Megillus Purim Barabim. The Tor brings down this Chiyuv. Tor brings down this Chiyuv to be Dairish Bin Yanoi, his Lashon is. And he's quoted by the Magen Avraham Bin Yanoi Shal Yayim. The Mishnah Brura also quotes it. Mishmura says, Shalom v'dashim bay bayim v'hilchis poem k'day she'yizkiru inyan hayayim. So the main idea over here is, and if you want to see more about this, take a look at the Machzis HaShekel and Simitov Chavtes, Sivkotin Aleph, the Prima Gadim over there, and Simitov Chavtes. There's a Chuvis Shalom Meshiv, Chedigim Simitov Chavtes, where they're marach on this. The idea is that since it is the day of Purim, and we're not reading the Megillah because of the Gzeira of Shami Avirenu, but where's the Pesimenes? Where's the Drasha? So therefore we're Darshman Yani Shalyan. More information, can speak to Yehuda. He's researching this, right? Trying. There's what's the din of Su'udas Purim? So we mentioned Su'udas Purim is Sunday. There's an interesting Tshuvas Maralbach, which I'll give out on Sunday for the item to look at. There's a Tshuvas Maralbach, which is quoted by the Bach and the Nisei Kelim, the Taz, and Simon Lamed Beis, where he discusses this whole Indian of Su'udas Purim, why we don't have it on Shabbos. Mishleich Manis, like we mentioned earlier, the Be'etz Mishleich Manis Tali and Suda. There are people that do give hiddenly, quietly, they'll give Mishleich Manis because there is a Shita to have Suda on Shabbos. There is a, therefore, to give Smash from Shein, the Mishleich Manis Tali and Suda. But, like I said, the Ikra Din we pass and the Suda Purim is on Sunday. It's a very interesting Meshech Chachma. The Ar Sameach in his Pirish Amigilis Esta, and some of them is printed after Pashas Kisisa. Over there, he wants the Taina that the Iker's man for the Suda is Matzi Shabbos this year. Why? Says something very interesting. Says that by the Goyim, the night goes after the day. Right? By us, the day goes after the night. A Jewish calendar day is from Shkia to Shkia. Goyish calendar day is day and night. Purim was Nikva Api, Pur, the day that the Gairel was supposed to be. When Haman made the Gairel. So in Haman's world, it's the night after the day. So he says as follows, he says, Vim Kain, Hoya Nes V'yoyim Yedalit, V'layla Shal Achrav. The Nes was on Yudalit and the night afterwards. V'chein le'mukafim. So Mukafim is Tezvav and Matzei Tezvav. This is the Indian why people always get all excited like and that, okay, Bishleim in America, you have the Suda on Yudalit and you go into the night, so it's Tezvav. And Eretz Yisrael, what's your excuse that Shkia should end? Teretz is because the Suda is supposed to go into the night because Purim is the day and the night, according to this. Right? Tezvav and the night afterwards. So he says as follows, he says, V'gzeres haman ha'yibiyom yigimel v'layla shal achrav. Rak eitzel dos Yisraeli ha'yom ha'ylechach ha'layla. That's where it says, L'kayem esimei ha'pur me'ele bizmanehem. V'lchein omri shalmi, the sudas purim shechal b'shabiz ma'achrim b'lel tezayin. The sudas purim of this, when Purim comes out on Tezvav, you ma'acher to Lel Tezayin, Shamenucha hoya boy az l'shaych al ze lo yaver k'moy the precious. So the Aris Meach was there, but l'maisa most places can hold that's during the day, like a regular year, like every year the Ikasud is during the day, and therefore it's during the day. Comes to Sunday, we give out Mishlech Manis. with its dinim, matanz of yanim. If someone didn't give matanz of yanim on Friday, they still could give on Sunday. Sudas Purim is adalayada on Sunday. In Berachas HaMazon, we do not say Al Nisim. If it bothers a person so much that he's not saying Al Nisim, he could say the Harachaman. He could say the Harachaman who Yasalanu Nisim at the end of Berachas HaMazon over there. Because there is a Halachas Ketanes, which is Mesupik, whether we should say Al Nisim at the Suda. You don't say Al Nisim throughout the day, but maybe at the Suda you should say Al Nisim. So some people say the Harachaman in order to get that in. And I'll leave you off with a chakira. It's brought down in Shari Tshuva, in Simitov Reish Samach Dalet, that there's a few times a year that there's an Inyan Tadavim Bahashkama. One of them is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, and Purim. Four times a year, and Tisha B'Av. Five times a year, there's Inyan Tadavim Bahashkama Tadavim Vasikin. In this case, where we have 3 days, which one of the days do you have this inyan? Or maybe you have by all of them, or maybe you have by none of them. Because it could be there's a practical svara to Purim. Not so much that there's an inyan, just there's so many mitzvahs that day, you're always in a rush. So that's why there's inyan to daven earlier, so you can do the mitzvahs properly. This year, you're not in a rush, everything's spread out so nicely. Sunday, you don't have... you have Mishlech Manis, but you don't have Kriyas Megillah. So maybe there's no Indian this year of Hashkama. Or maybe there is Indian of all 3 days. So this is Shiva's night, Friday morning, right? Fine. Okay, so that's the Chakir at the end. Emiyat Hashem, next week maybe we'll talk about some of the mitzvahs. Next week we still have, right? No way. Ah, so maybe we'll have a share earlier. Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll see. Depending on the shmooze schedule. So we'll go through some pratim of the mitzvahs. Okay? I want you to have a wonderful Shabbos.